From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. We've only seen the broad outline so far of the massive financial bailout plan that's being shaped in Washington, but the political fault lines are becoming clear. On the campaign trail today, Senator Barack Obama called the plan's $700 billion price tag staggering. His opponent, John McCain, talked of the, quote, broken institutions that allowed the meltdown to happen, and each attacked the other's response to the bailout. Now, the man who's asking Congress for that $700 billion, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, took his own campaign on the Sunday talk show circuit today. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
The government tried to stabilize the economy with bailouts of Bear Stearns, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and most recently, insurer AIG. But this past week proved it wasn't enough. Distrust spread about who else held bad mortgage debt, and that led to a freeze on lending. Here's Paulson speaking on ABC's This Week.
The capital markets were frozen. We had a situation where American companies were unable to borrow money. This could ultimately affect small banks, loans to businesses, loans to farmers, jobs, people's retirement.
So Paulson says he had no choice but to devise a plan for the government to start buying those toxic mortgage assets. The administration would create an entity that would decide which assets to buy and how to manage them and eventually sell them off. But this would bring the tally for the government's bailouts to more than $1 trillion, a potentially huge hit for taxpayers already facing an increasing budget deficit. And there are members of Congress who worried aloud about giving this a green light. Criticism came even from Republican corners. Here's Richard Shelby on the Senate Banking Committee speaking on Face the Nation.
They've been staggering from crisis to crisis, and they haven't even said today that this will end the crisis.
In fact, no one can put a precise price tag on what this will end up costing, because it's not at all clear what the bad debt will eventually be worth when the government tries to sell it off again. Secretary Paulson acknowledged this downside today on Meet the Press.
It pains me. It pains me tremendously to have the American taxpayer be put in this position, but it's better than the alternative.
Lawmakers mostly agreed quick action is critical, but some Democrats say Paulson's plan needs some changes. Senator Charles Schumer chairs the Joint Economic Committee. He talked about possible measures to help Americans who face foreclosure and unemployment, possibly in the form of another economic stimulus package. In addition, he told Fox News Sunday he wants congressional oversight of how the $700 billion gets spent.
You need transparency, you need oversight to make sure this huge amount of money is spent without favoritism, in a fair way, and that people see what's going on as it happens.
And you say you're going to
there
do
are some other specifics. House Financial Services Chairman Barney Frank said he doesn't want the bailout to reward executives who made poor decisions.
I think it's entirely legitimate to say as a condition of buying the bad debt, we want some compensation restrictions. I don't want the federal taxpayer to be at risk for that bad debt, and then the guy who incurred the debt gets tens of millions of dollars on the way out the door.
And so Congress, along with Treasury and the Federal Reserve, are meeting this weekend to try to hammer out a deal agreeable to everyone. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.